This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with both a brilliant leader and a long-term colleague. We're thrilled today to be joined by Katul Patel. Katul is the Division President of the Pacific Northwest region at Commonsbird Health. He's also the Chief Executive Officer of the Virginia Mason Franciscan Health System and Health and Hospital. Katul is a wonderful leader and a terrific person. It has been such a daunting time in healthcare that today's purpose is to talk about what we're focused on, what's good, what's positive, what he sees for the future, and a lot more. Katul, take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role and your background.
Scott, first, it's great to be with you again. As you said, we've known each other a very long time, and I just enjoy the time that we get together. As you said, you know, I run the Pacific Northwest Division for CommonSpirit, and I'm also very lucky to lead our relatively new organization called Virginia Mason Franciscan Health that went through a merger that became effective in January 2021. And, you know, I'm just so proud of all the great work that we do in the communities both in Washington and Oregon, and we just have great, great leaders and great staff members, and certainly, as many people know that from this recording, that we have major clinical destination programs in the Pacific Northwest that I'm just so proud of.
So let me ask you a question. I've known you for about 30 years now, and One of the things I find particularly unfair, Katul, is that in the 30 years I've known you, you've aged almost not at all. What is the secret to that? How did that happen, and what's the secret to still looking so young? I mean, how do you manage the stress and deal with it and stay focused and happy and achievement-oriented and doing wonderful things and not seem to age? Give me some sense of that and how you do that.
You know, digital imagery is just wonderful, particularly when you're a great graphic designer, so that's one. The other is just don't take your picture after 20 years. That also helps too, Scott. So when you see pictures, you know, just assume that they're from many years ago. So that's that's my beautiful secret, and I'm sure that many others do that too.
But no, I'm going to actually ask you about this a little bit deeper, because I've seen you in person not that long ago, and you actually have not aged very much for the last 20, 30 years. You really, and so what is the secret to sort of maintaining balance and centeredness? Because it's a joke, but it's so important to a leader that you maintain the balance, the positive attitude, and the centeredness that you maintain. It's inspiring to your teams, and we'll take the aging part of it aside, but what you do tremendously well is maintain this balanced, positive attitude and very centeredness. What's the secret to that, to sort of not taking yourself so seriously, but taking the job seriously? How do you sort of manage that? And is there some advice there for others? Because I've watched you, and it's really a remarkable feat to sort of stay very centered on the job, but be able to laugh and not take yourself so seriously that you're able to stay centered in it. Any advice for leaders there?
Well, I would say, you know, first of all, you know, I take my job as many others very, very seriously, but I don't take myself seriously in the sense that I look around the entire organization that I work and have done throughout my career and see people doing a lot more remarkable things than I'm doing. And, you know, we're successful because of the colleagues that we have, the team members that are taking care of the patients. And I just marvel at that. And that keeps me very, very grounded. I've also got a family that keeps me exceptionally grounded, a brother who's a very internationally known cardiac surgeon, and so I admire him. I have a father and mother who, you know, have been very, very focused on making sure that we appreciate who we are and the values that we've been raised with, and at the same time making sure that we're grounded in terms of our work ethic, et cetera. The other thing I will say, Scott, is that, you know, I talk a lot amongst our team about making sure that we're bringing balance to our lifestyle. And what that means is you have to be happy both at home and certainly at the time that you spend in the organization. So I do talk about that with our staff. And I also say to them that, you know, especially in the last few years where it's been so hard amongst our workforce, that, you know, I want to make sure they feel valued. I ask them if they feel valued. I talk to them about making sure that when they are not working, that they're getting time to be healthy, doing small things that are important like walking and getting steps in the day, working out, eating healthy. I've had to learn that myself, you know, for all of us that love great food. I've learned, particularly in the last few years, that healthy food intake and certainly healthy lifestyle are going to promote, stability and leadership in an organization in many ways. And so I've evolved, many times over the years is when you get younger, you're eating pizza and hot dogs and all those kind of things that they're not so healthy. But as you grow in your career, you have to be healthy because people look at you and say, is this gentleman a person that's truly means what he says? And I've taken that very, very seriously. And I think as you evolve and mature in your life, things like that become a lot more relevant as not only a person, but a leader as well.
So, so true, isn't it? And talk for a moment about, and I think that is so true, and in this evolution as you go older, you can't eat what you used to eat. You have to watch it more closely if you want to stay in the game for long, because you just can't do this without being physically and mentally reasonably fit, at least reasonably healthy. Talk a little bit about, Tatul, about what excites you about the future of healthcare? Obviously, it's been a daunting year across the board for large systems. The economics are challenging, reimbursement's relatively flat, inflation's up. But tell us something that excites you positively about the future and where you must focus the next year to 24 months.
Well, the biggest part for all of us right now is the challenges in our workforce. And it's a two-part comment. One, I'm very deeply concerned about the challenges our workforce brings us because of lack of resources, lack of people that are staying in our profession. And at the same time, what I'm excited about is how the workforce is changing. We have services that we're doing differently, whether it's virtually or finding ways to stretch our organization in different ways. Two, we have been so slow as an industry in investing more deeply in residency programs and looking at our staff complement and modernizing our approach. We've been very, very traditional. And I think, Scott, as you and I have talked over the years, in many ways, none of us wanted to see Wall Street come in into our industry because of the fact that what typically happens, Wall Street is looking for the highly commercial patients that have means and access, and it strips at our margins. But one thing that has happened is we are learning more and more about what it means to be a consumer-driven industry, and that requires us to really drive us to be very different than we have been traditionally. I think at the same time, this is said over and over again, and perhaps too much now, is that the pandemic has made us become a different industry in the sense of how we provide care. And, the digitalization, if you will, healthcare is real. And we're doing that more and more. That's where we're investing. We're spending a lot less time, even in this state, which is so underbedded, of investing in more bed capacity in our system. And, I say this to our team, is we have to get back to the basics, which is we're a people industry. We're here to take care of patients. We need to make sure that we have the highest quality care. We want to make sure that we've got facilities and resources that are truly destination organizations where people want to be here, want to get their care, and at the same time grow and cultivate in terms of who they are as a person. Those are the things that we talk about. Those are the things that we're focused on, and I think that even more so now, given the pandemic and given the challenges that we've had about in workforce influx, if you will, of people, we have to be focused on the next 24 months. We're going to be limited if we don't focus in those areas, because I think every health system in this country has so many great plans, but right now we're in full recovery mode, and I think that's going to be the name of the game for everybody, particularly in the 12 to 24 months that's coming.
Thank you very, very much. And when you look at Tool, what gets you out of bed first thing in the morning, and aside from, whatever urgent issues are going on, but that excites you, that you're positive about? What makes you excited? Is it rounding the floors to see people? How do you get yourself going in the morning and excited about what's going on each day? And what are the things that get you most excited each day?
And Scott, first and foremost, it always comes down to the people that we have and what they're doing. I see, and yesterday I rounded at St. Joe's Medical Center, and I just continue to see some of the great things that were happening in our facilities in Tacoma. We're a level 2 trauma center there. We have staff that are doing incredible things. I hear from our providers, I hear from the community. Those are the things that get me up and get me very excited in the morning. The other is, as I said earlier, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health is a relatively new system. We are now maturing and evolving. We're knee-deep into our integration. Our geographic growth and our potential, particularly as we start modernizing our healthcare system in this community, does not have a ceiling. The only limitations are resources and time. And I'm so excited about that, because when you look at our geographic presence, the clinical programs that we have, our focus on quality, safety, and most importantly, patient care, is like no other that I've seen in my career. And at the end of the day, you know, we made a commitment to the community when this merger happened that that's what we're going to be focusing on. And I absolutely see that. The last thing I will say is that, you know, we have launched, as many of you may know, that the Virginia Mason Health System had the Virginia Mason Production System. Many in the country have come to us to learn from it and expand. And, you know, there's so much that's been written about the Virginia Mason Production System. But what I've admired about it most is it really allows staff-level people to do what's best for the patient. And there's a lot of structure behind it, but it comes down to making sure that the people that are closest to the patient are driving change or reducing cost or eliminating waste. And at the end of the day, we're in the patient care business, and that's what's just so exciting about it for me.
Thank you. And talk for one moment. You talk about the lean production, the Virginia Mason Production System, and what a godsend that's been for healthcare. And maybe a special shout out to Dr. Kaplan, who was sort of either the original inventor or implementer of the system and really studied Toyota and others trying to figure out how to make that work and so forth. So that's fantastic. And then on the other side of the equation, because Dr. Kaplan, brilliant, brilliant leader, recently retired. On the other side of that, you've got young teammates, young emerging teammates. I've got with us on the podcast today one of our brilliant young producers, Lauren Farley. What words of encouragement to give to our younger staff as we applaud what Gary did, what Dr. Kaplan did? What advice do you give, and what words of encouragement to give to our younger staff, brilliant young people like Lauren with us, like your team, like your people? Talk a little bit about what kinds of words of encouragement you give to some of our younger, you know, colleagues.
Well, what I tell, and I used to do when we used to have in-person orientation sessions, is I used to spend a lot of time with new employee orientation. And I always talked about the culture that we were building and creating within our health system. And one of those aspects that I thought was so important and vital, particularly for young leaders and young staff, is that when you come to Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, your voice really matters. Your ability to identify waste really matters because you are so close to what the patients are seeing. You know, to me, what people are bringing with fresh set of eyes is an opportunity to help to reshape our organization. And I tell our young leaders and young staff members that you come to our system, you know, we want to create an environment such that you can help us be better as an organization, identify new ways to do work, you know, make sure that we're focused on clinical programs that are going to help capture the hearts and minds of not only our team members, but at the same time provide the best level of care for our patients. Those are the things that I want to continue to repeat to not only our new team members and young team members, but also people that are growing in their career, because I've always found that people support what they help to create. And when people are part of the evolution of our organization, they not only feel a big part of it, but at the same time, they're committed to the direction that they're going, because at the end of the day, they've helped design it. And we preach that quite a bit within our health system. We want to make sure that we follow through on those words. And I think we are. I think it's we're seeing that with the workforce that we're creating, and at the same time, the culture that we're developing here in our new health.
Katul, I want to thank you as always for joining us. Love getting a chance to visit with you. Aside from always learning something, it's like old home weeks. I've known you for so long. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just brilliant and thrilled to see what you're doing at Common Spirit and Virginia Mason. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always my pleasure to spend time with you. Thank you very much.